Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your name and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. I ain't got a whole lot of time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Still not talking. That's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do. It's going to happen. Push your neighbor. Tell them you better say something and get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car, whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
That silver or gold, the blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. I'm born again, free from sin because of the blood. He paid the debt. That silver or gold, the blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. Most of all,
I'm
born again,
free from sin,
I'm born again, yes I am,
free from sin.
Because of the blood.
I haven't really made this public, but I think I'm supposed to tonight. I've been battling with some illness in my body for about a year. We didn't know what was going on. And I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago and took some tests, and they saw something near my spine. And they ordered some MRIs, and the MRIs came back conclusive that there are two masses in my body right now near my spine. And I came here tonight because I needed the devil to know that nothing you throw at this family, from trying to give my wife cancer last year, to trying to take my son out last year, to trying to give my daughter pneumonia and take her out, not one thing he can do is going to prosper. It did not say the weapons wouldn't hurt, it just say they wouldn't prosper. Now, I am not as athletic as Ty. He got a six pack, I got a 40 ounce. But I came here tonight, since the miracle started last night and the lady got healed from lupus, I realized that I'm not just here to preach to y'all. I need to declare right now that the doctor's report saw something, but as of tonight, I just need them to know, he turned it!
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. Here's my heart, here's my mind, I give you my soul, Lord, I need you to take control, cause I tried it on, tried it on my own, but what I found is, I can't make it on my own.
I can't live without you. Oh, tell me. you, Lord, I can't live without you. And Lord, I'm desperate tonight. I can't live without you. And I can't move without you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I can't even breathe without you. But where would we be without you? Oh, where would we be without you? Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, I'm a lost cause without you. I can't even breathe without you, Lord. I can't even think without you, Lord. There's no means. Oh, so bad. What can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing out. So tell me, what can I do? I can't live. Oh, all I can live. Come on, sing it out and say, whoa, oh, 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 oh. Lord, we're crying out from our hearts, 'cause we need you today. Oh,
good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a daily basis. Listen, we're just excited about our Man Up Monday broadcast on today. Listen, our guest this morning is none other than our brother, our friend, here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Minister Lester Reed. He will be with us shortly. Listen, guys, I'm telling you, if you have not heard, had an opportunity to hear this great man of God come to share, please, please, please treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself this morning. Get into your nice, quiet spot and listen to what the man of God has to say. I'm telling you, it's going to be fire. It's going to be fire on this morning. God has placed the word in this man of God's mouth. We briefly, the other day, we just sat down and we just chopped it up a little bit. And I'm telling you, the word that the Lord has for this man of God to receive, to release to the people on today, it's going to literally blow your mind. I'm telling you right now. So get your call a friend, tell a neighbor, get your favorite beverage, get your glass of water, get you a cup of tea, get you a cup of coffee, get you a glass of orange juice. Get you a stir up. I don't care what you do, but sit back and get ready, because there is a word that into the atmosphere that will literally change your life on today. And I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, you will not be the same for your coming on today. Remember to call a friend and tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. And that number to give them this morning, guys, remember that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1, and that will acknowledge and let us know that you need wanted to have prayer with us, or you want to share how the broadcast has blessed you, or maybe you have some input on this morning's message. But remember, that number again to share is 563-999-3628. Again, that's 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak with the guest or the host, or just to share. Maybe you want to share your testimony on this morning on how the Lord has blessed you. But remember, guys, to share that number. Those of you all that are listening in through the World Wide Web, listen, do yourself a favor. I'm telling you, this is live. This is not Memorex. Y'all remember, I just told my aides, it's all right. I'm good, though. I'm good. This is live. This is not Memorex. This is actually a live broadcast. This ain't something that you're just hearing a repeat on. but this is a live broadcast. And remember, guys, we are here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. But as always, before we get started, you know how we do. We want to go ahead and go into effectual, fervent prayer. And let us talk to the Lord on this morning and encourage the people on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for your outstretched hand. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you for your love, your wisdom, and your guidance. God, we thank you for meeting us, God, where we are right now. God, we thank you for washing our hearts and our minds. God, as we come to you this morning, God. God, we come thanking you, God, for last night lying down. God, we thank you for our early rise. Father, we thank you for the activities of our limbs. God, we thank you for being cold in our right mind. God, as the old saints used to say, we thank you for last night that our bed wasn't our cooling board. Yes, Lord God, and our sheets were not our winding sheets. But, Lord, we found favor on this morning, God, because you touched us with your finger of love, and you woke us up, God. And we want to say thank you. God, we want to thank you for those that are under the sound of our voice on this morning. We want to give your name praise. We want to give your name glory. God, for those that are calling in, those that are coming in. God, remember, God, thank you. We just want to remember, God, those, God, that lost loved ones on yesterday. God, we want to lift up the bereaved families, Lord God. God, we want to thank you for just being peace, God, in the midst of the storm. God, we want you to want to say thank you for just being grace, God, and peace and hope, God, for those, God, that are going through that trying time, that time, God, where they don't know their right hand from their left. But, Lord, we want to say thank you just for being God and being God all by yourself, because if it had not been for you on our side, Father God, we don't know where we would be. Thank you, God, for just being God. God, we lift up this broadcast to you today. God, we say have your way. God, we say take the reins of it, oh God. God, and do it what you will, because it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. We cannot do anything without you. So we give your name praise, we give your name glory, we give your name honor, and we say have your way in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ said amen, amen, and amen. Our morning scripture on this morning that we would like to share with you guys on this morning, remember, those of you all that are following along with our morning scripture this morning will be coming from the book of Proverbs 1:7, and it simply says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but a fool despises wisdom and instruction. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody this morning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but a fool despises wisdom and instructions. Lord, may you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of your word. Also, we want to make sure that we acknowledge all of those countries that are listening in on this morning, and we want to say thank you. We want to send a great, great, great big God bless you to you guys that are tuning in from across this world. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you again, because we understand that some of you guys are listening in at the expense of your life. And we realize that this is my soapbox moment. I don't take but a minute. I want to share with you this, guys. There are people that are listening in. You listening in freely. You watch this here. You have no taskmaster that could tell you when, where, why, and how to worship God, or even if you could worship God. But there are those that are in other rural countries that are listening in to us right now. And because, watch this here, let me help you. Let me give you something to work with. Because they're listening in, their lives are at stake. There are some that are being drunk into the street, not because they have a Bible, but because they have a scripture. Let me help you. You got a whole Bible. Some of them, we all got that big grandma Bible that sits up on the coffee table that they call it. My grandmother used to call it the coffee table. Got that big old family Bible. Turn to your grandma's favorite scripture. Maybe Psalms 23. It might be Psalms 1. It might be Proverbs 37. The virtuous woman. It could be anything. But you got that Bible displayed in your home. But there are those that are under the sound of our voice right now. If they are caught even with a scripture, they're being made an example out of by being drugged into the street. Some of them are executed right before in front of their families. Some of them, their daughters are sold into slavery. Their sons are sold into slavery, and they'll never see them again. But we have the privilege to sit, and we have the honor to sit and listen into this Bible, listening to this broadcast, listening to our favorite preacher, listening to our favorite gospel song. We just sit back and we do that freely. We take our, we take that privilege and honor for granted. But I want to extend to you, because I want this on your forefront of your mind. Go out and witness to somebody, because you have the ability to, you have the power to, you have the opportunity to. Every place you go, you share Jesus Christ. Every opportunity you get, share Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I'm just letting you know. This is a shameless plug to tell you to just go ahead on and worship God while we have the freedom, because it's in some areas of the United States, they're trying to keep us from being able to pray. So come on, let me help you. In some areas of the country, they're trying to keep you from having a Bible in your possession, in your car. It's trying to get over on this side of the water. But watch this. Let me help you real quick. We are a people who have a freedom that can do it. So we need, as long as we got the ability to do what we need to do, I need you to do two things. Share Jesus Christ and pray for our brothers and sisters overseas. I'm going to say that again. Share the word of God and pray for our brothers and sisters across the overseas, because they need our prayers. They need to be covered by the blood. The taskmasters need to be silenced so the word of God could continue to flow in those countries. Amen, amen, and amen. That's my soapbox moment. But I want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries, and I want to say thank you so very much for your continued support, whether you guys are huddled around a little internet box, or you guys are listening in or to me on your cell phones. And we want to tell you thank you, and we appreciate you. We love you so much. Grace and peace be unto you. May the Father continually cover your life. May the Lord Jesus Christ continue to protect and keep you. It's our prayer. Amen. Amen. So we want to make sure that we acknowledge those great countries. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have Ghana. I'm sorry. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan. We have South Korea. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. We have the Netherlands. And we also have Italy. And we want to tell you guys again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your continued connection and your continued support and doing everything that you do. And I am so excited on this morning about the sharing of the word of God this morning with our brother, our friend, none other than Minister Lester Reed. He will be with us shortly. He will be with us shortly. Listen, we're going to go to a really quick commercial break. And we'll be right back. You guys are listening into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Now, remember to call a friend and tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air, and that you share that number. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Remember, 563-999-3628. And remember, just to share that number, let somebody know that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air, and we are here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the word of God.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Power fall down. Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now.
Amen, amen, amen. Kirk Franklin, my world needs you right now. Listen, I cannot hold a man of God any longer. I present to some and introduce to others none other than our brother, our friend, here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Minister Lester Reed. Man of God, you have the floor, man. Please bless the people.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you all over the world, all over this country. Oh, God, it is a blessing to be on with my brother. My brother, you know, brothers come from adversity, and during the time that I needed a brother, this man was here to answer the call. So God, I bless you, my brother Apostle. I also give honor to God, who's the head of my life, my chief apostle, Alicia Fry of Giving God Glory Ministry, Houston, Texas. And my wife, I always give honor to my wife. That's my best friend. That's the love of my home. And I heard you say about the people overseas that are not able to worship freely or even read a scripture freely. And I, a former soldier of the United States Army being deployed, I can witness to that, that they don't have the freedom to do any of that. Okay? It's not free for them at all. They are being executed daily for believing in the gospel or even practicing any form of religion. You know, it could go either way. And so, yes, pray for them, please. And I want to say that, brother, I'm thankful for these conversations that we have in this Man Up Monday. It's so much that men are not at liberty to say these days. And it's not because for fear of somebody might do us any harm, but for fear that the wrong thing may come out and offend somebody. And, you know, we always got to watch how strong our voices come out towards people, and especially towards subjects that we're concerned about. They may seem, you know, may get offended by us just speaking, you know. And I'm glad that you built this platform for men to really express. And I'm not going to be before you all long. I'm a truck driver, and so now I'm parked. And they're unloading my truck, and I was on my way to this stop, and I asked God. I say, now God, I read the scripture, but I really don't know what to give to your people, God. And He dropped something in my spirit. He said, son, it's something that you've been talking about with me for a minute now. And if I had to put title to this situation, the title would be that I can't afford fall short on your vow. I cannot afford for you to fall short on your vow. This is taught in reference to marriage. And God showed me something about marriage. And when you stand there at the altar, number one, you're making a covenant between you, your wife, and God. And anybody who knows about covenant, if you read about covenant in the scriptures, covenant is a very serious serious situation. When you vow and make go into covenant with God, the only way to really come out of that is through. And in modern times, it's not so much as physical death, it's even spiritual death, how you come out of this situation. And so, see, the vows, he showed me this. He says, when the husband makes a vow, say, I do, his I do is tied to the whole house. When the wife says, I do, it's only tied to him. With that being said, if he falls short on his I do, then the whole house is affected. But if you fall short on your I do, the only person that is vexing is him. So now I want to help somebody, those who are listening, amen, with number one of the main reasons why a lot of men don't get married. Because they try to figure, woman of God, I understand how this thing works. And I'm trying to figure, are you worth my I do? It's not that it has anything to do with your physical appearance or even who you are as a person, but the inside of you, I don't know. Do you line up? Are you going to trick me with your I do, and then once you get to the house, then you fall short on yours? But I still have to keep up my end because it's tied to my house. So if I fall short, then there's a chance that I may be sleeping outside. See, my brother Apostle, he asked in a conversation, he said, read Proverbs 31. And so I read that scripture before, but then I read it somewhere by 4 or 5 o'clock this morning. I read it again. Speaking of wives in the house that had all these abilities and capabilities, and she's such an excellent woman. She's a virtuous woman. She's a spiritual woman. She's intelligent. She's more precious than rubies and golds, and she encourages and does him only good and not evil all the days of her life. And I was reading all these accolades and all these accomplishments, and because Proverbs 31 is speaking of an accomplished woman, a virtuous woman who was happy in her house. And so in today's society, it's so frowned upon now. I look up on these social media outlets, and I even look at some of the way preachers preach, and it's so frowned upon for the woman to do anything in the house. And it's so much on him to do everything. And so I'm just like, well, God promoted, what need is it for the man to even want to get married or even desire to get married if that's what's out there, if that's what's being promoted? The man of God just wants to know that, woman of God, look, I got the house, but can I trust you to have me? Okay? I got the house, so that means I got the house, I got the bills, I have you, and I have the children, but do you have me? Can you line up with Proverbs 31? And I'm not expecting you to be perfect, but I'm expecting you to give an honest effort forward for you to fall short on your I do. I understand that scales are going to oftentimes be off balance because I am the head of this household and I am the overseer of all, but of everything that's sitting off in this household. I understand that it won't be all the way equal for the vast majority of this relationship, but woman of God, I need to understand that you got me. my thing is this here, if you gonna be here, if you gonna be here, if that's a big you gonna be here, then I need you to put forth an honest effort to be the woman that you vowed at the altar. See, with most men, we understand that we can't fall short like that. We got to put forth our honest effort. We got to put forth everything in us. So if that's to include a sleepless night, if that's to include getting another job, if that's to include, well, if you fall short, I got to get the cooking, I get the cleaning, I got to get the helping the children with the homework, I have to be a disciplinarian. If I got to pick up the slack, then I'm not tripping. But are you willing to put forth your effort? It's hard to trust on that level today. It's hard to trust on that level today because today, in today's society, like I said earlier, it's so much on us fall short. If something happened, it's on us. If infidelity transpires, whether it was you doing the infidelity or I did the infidelity, the question is still presented to us. If the children do something in school, then the question is, where is his daddy? If the bill collector is to send a red notice, then the question is, sir, not ma'am, sir, this payment, where is our payment? Ma'am, it's no more than right. I'm not asking you to do nothing that I wouldn't do for you. So I need to understand, okay, woman, is you gonna give me the woman that said I do at the altar? My apostle, Chief Apostle Alicia Fry, she said it just like this here. Don't allow this man to fall in love with your representative at the altar and then you give him the real you at the house. If you did not plan on being the wife at the altar, after you came from the altar, then you shouldn't have even stepped to the altar. Why you waste my time like that, woman of God? See, once again, I didn't ask you to be perfect. I just asked you to give an honest effort. And if you didn't plan on giving an honest effort before you stepped to the altar, you just wanted the glitz and the glam. If you just wanted a prom night to dress up real quick and put a ring on, then we could have done that and saved ourselves all the heartache afterwards because we have went into covenant with God. I didn't ask you to do that. Nobody pointed a gun to you to do that. So now you had your representative to marry me at the altar, but you had the real you waiting on me at the house. Why did you do that? I can't afford for you to fall short on your I do. Now we fussing, now we cussing, now I'm having to fend for myself in the kitchen, now I'm having to clean up my own house, and half of this stuff I didn't even mess up. Now the children are running wild, and I have to fix that too. And every time you step out somewhere, then you misrepresent our household, and I have to answer for that too. Woman of God, I can't afford. See, now I'm having to put in extra on top of what I was already charged to do at the altar, and that's not only wasting time that could be put into something else, but that is wasting finances, that is wasting resources, because that is exhausting my body physically, that is exhausting my body spiritually, that energy that could have been put into something else. See, when you waste time, you waste money. And wasting money is bad. See, I'm trying to build something that ain't neither one of us seen before. You ain't never seen a successful marriage relationship unless you was looking at the Cosby, and neither have I. And so now I'm trying to family that you ain't never seen before, but I can't build it by myself. It takes two. So see, if I got to do the work, you have to too. And I know all of this is not your fault because I honestly, as a man of God, can say that we as men of God can take the blame for that, because a lot of us have promoted that you don't have to do nothing in the house, baby. Pandering. And you have stripped her from the work that God has given her. Woman of God, I can tell you right now, there is a great work that you have in the household, a very significant work in the household. And I'm not saying, hey, you are I'm your taskmaster or something like that. No, I am putting you in a very high position, woman of God. You play a vital, important role. The work that you do in that house that is tied to your husband, you don't understand how far those meals can go, not only in my stomach, but in my heart. You don't understand how far you taking care of the kids can go, not only it physically, me seeing it with my eyes, but understanding in my spirit that my children are in safe arms and they are being taught the right way while I am at work, or while I'm tending to ministry, or while I'm doing this and while I'm doing that. And woman of God, you have to understand that your work is significant. And don't look at it as if we're not doing nothing. See, what you don't see us doing on the inside of the house, best believe on the outside of the house, we take care of business and preventing anything. We're trying to at least prevent anything, everything that's on the outside from coming inside that could harm the house. This is why I'm running into more and more men that are divorcing, or the enemy has creeped into the relationship so bad that they don't even get to the altar. I can almost promise every other week, not every week, I'm going to get at least 1 to 3 phone calls of a man telling me that he's ready to give up on a relationship. He needs peace. He's not at peace in his own home. He doesn't understand how this relationship got so doggone bad. I don't understand why we're fighting. I don't understand why we're nitpicking. I don't understand why I can't get a cooked meal. I don't understand why I can't get affection. All these things. He's ready to give up because he can't afford for you to fall short on your I do. Can do all of this by myself. What women of God, let's just be real about it. You know, a whole bunch of us was raised by mama. So being raised by mama, especially a mama like mine, a southern woman from Louisiana, number one, you're going to learn how to cook. Because I ain't got time. It's just me by myself. So 9 times out of 10, I ain't got time to cook y'all meal every night. You're going to learn how to cook. You're going to learn how to clean. You're going to learn how to wash your clothes. You're going to learn how to get out there and get a job. So woman of God, not saying that not really just putting it out there that bad, but we can do all these things by ourselves. So the question, if you're going to be here, I don't need you standing around by myself. I don't need you standing there just looking at me. I can get a dog to look at me all day. But if you're going to be here, there's a work that you need to do. And what I don't understand about men that say, hey, nah, she don't need to do nothing. Who told you two wasn't better than one? The Bible speaks that the two are better than one. It's so much better and so much easier when two are doing it as opposed to the one. How prideful and ignorant do you have to be just to allow people to just sit there? Well, I'm going to get me a maid. I'm going to get me a chef, and they're going to come in our house, and they're going to cook, and they're going to clean, and you wasting thousands of dollars for this chef and these maids to come in your house and do what the both of y'all ought to be doing. I tell you, some of the coolest things the coolest thing ever is for me and my wife to be sitting in the kitchen cooking. The coolest thing ever is for me and my wife to share the chores of the house. Coolest thing ever is for me and my wife, I know she's at work and she know I'm at work. And every Friday, we bring both them paychecks together and look at what we got and accomplish goals by leaps and bounds because the two are better than one. Not going to say that she's perfect. Now, she's perfect in my eyes. And the reason why she's perfect in my eyes is because I ain't never seen a woman in all my days. Sometimes she don't know if it's right or wrong, but she makes an honest effort. Blew my mind the first time I seen her do it. And she didn't even know I was looking at her like that. And it brought tears to my eyes. And she asked me, why are you crying? Because I said, I ain't never seen that before. You don't have to get it right all the time. But when you put forth your honest effort and your husband, you got to be a cold-hearted man not to see your wife's honest effort. I would rather you burn a pot of beans than for me to come into the house and you ain't even try. Woman of God, I didn't ask you to get it right. I just asked you to try. Let's look on the internet at some recipes. Let's go get us a cookbook and we can try it together. But did you try? See, all I'm asking for you to do is try. Give your honest effort to fulfill your I do. I'm going to give mine. Because I don't want us to be out on the street. Because remember, my I do is tied to the household. Yours is just tied to me. Give your honest effort, woman of God. If you're here, I need your help. See, if you're not here, God got me, and he's my helper, so present help. But when you get here, now you are my help. He's giving that to you now. I mean, God is still God, don't get me wrong, but now he's given you to be my help. Do you have an encouraging word? Do you have an idea of how we can prosper? You don't have no money. The songwriter say you ain't got to be rich to be my girl. But you have a rich mindset. It's probably some stuff you know about finances and prosperity and business management that I am not aware of. Can you give me that? Ideas. Because, see, sometimes we as men, we may not run into a woman that have a whole lot of money. Fine. But she has a mind. She's intelligent. She's sweet enough to share what she has with me. See, that part right there, can I tell you, sweetness goes a long way? God's sweetness goes a long way. When you are sweet, and I know I can trust you with something I'm going through, that's the best feeling in the world. Prime example. For that bought me a pair of tennis shoes I couldn't afford to get for myself. And the other day, I spilled some Frank's Red Hot Sauce all over these shoes. And it soaked, and it went up in them shoes. And I said, well, God, wow. And it brought me down. It really did because of the dynamic. Because, see, my brother, I don't mind sharing. My brother, he's incarcerated and has been for the last 15 years. And to this day, I still don't know how he got them shoes to mail to my house. And it's just the sentimental value of them. It hurt me. I told my wife, I said, honey, look what I did. She said, it's all right, baby. I got you when I get home. And she say, don't worry. Don't breathe. You're going to be all right. And that sweetness that she gave me right there helped me to dry my tears. and to be all right. I lost two brothers over the past 2 years, and if it wasn't for her sweetness, I don't think I'd have got through that by myself. Woman of God, and I'm gonna bring this to a close. I just need y'all to understand that it's not that we don't desire you all as wives. We do. We have a strong embedded desire. It is in our fabric of our being to desire you. Not that we don't desire you. We just can't afford for you to fall short on your idea. I pray that somebody was helped. I pray that, not only do I pray that somebody was helped, I pray that somebody can really identify that and really put that into motion. Look, when we speak as men of God, it's not to put nobody down, but it is to bring forth correction. And a lot of people, I understand in this, especially in 2022, as we fastly approach 2023, they're afraid of correction. And my thing is this, don't be so mad at people speaking when men speak of correction, but you need to be afraid when it's going to come a time when we're going to stop speaking. See, when that speaking stops, and you are no longer allowed to hear a voice of reasoning, sound advice. Because you ain't deaf, dumb, stupid, nor crazy. You know it's good advice, and you know it's the truth. You know it's right. But you see, when it's going to come a time when the men of God really just finally stop speaking, now be offended. Amen. Do not despise correction. Do not despise wisdom. Don't be foolish. Take correction. Take wisdom because it is for your good. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And amen. And amen again. Listen, I want y'all to understand something. That word right there, like I told y'all, get y'all a pen and paper, sit down, take some notes. Because watch, what we don't want you to do, we don't want you to take this the wrong way. Because listen to what the man said. Let me help you. Let me help you real quick. The man of God, he gave you some real good instructions to keep the structure in the house together. Because me and him was talking, and he say he spoke this scripture, and in my carnal mind, I could literally see this man doing it. He said that a man would rather live in the corner or the roof of his house than to be in the house with a woman that's causing strife.
Jesus.
He said something that really blessed you if you were listening real close. He said, watch this here. He said, it's when they stop talking is when you got an issue with it.
Yep.
When they stop talking, let me help you real quick. When a man stop talking, that's worse than him cheating on you because at this point, he don't care no more.
Yep.
He done literally punched out of the marriage. He done literally punched out of the marriage. Not the relationship. He done punched out of the marriage. His relationship, watch this here. Y'all got to understand, there's a difference between a relationship and a marriage. His relationship with you requires him to go to work, provide, make sure that the kids are taken care of, make sure the bills are taken care of, make sure that you're taken care of. That's the relationship part. The marriage is to love you. He don't love you no more. He's just doing his due diligence at this time, at this point.
Jesus.
I hope that some married people are listening to this. I promise you, I hope some married people are listening to this, because some of y'all relationship is so messed up, and you don't know why your relationship is so messed up. The man of God just gave you all the issues, and that it is not. Watch this here, ladies. Y'all may have thought that he was just going for y'all, but he told us too.
No,
he was talking about us too, because watch this here.
Yes.
You notice that man said that, he said the most beautiful thing is when they cooking together. He talked about them taking care of the chores together.
Yes.
Let me help you wash this. Look, you wash, I dry.
Yes.
You fluff, I fold. Let's do the laundry together. Let's go in the garage and clean the garage together. Let's go wash the car together. Let's clean the room together. Let's clean the bathroom. You clean one bathroom, I clean the other bathroom.
God have mercy.
It's a partnership. And if we listen, so many marriages fail because of the lack of commitment and the partnership part.
Yep.
Man, you blessed us today, Doc. You blessed us today.
God. Oh, Jesus. Because, you know, I really want women to understand what they really don't understand, what people will not tell them about marriage, especially when you married to a man that you know shown up without a shadow of a doubt that God gave you. Woman of God, you have no idea what that man want to do for you.
Right. Let me help y'all real quick.
And it's to
all of y'all that have not got married yet, and y'all got y'all boo thing. Don't get married until you have counseling.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that
you
to yourself.
You better not get married before you have counseling.
Get you some real good counseling. Get you some counseling. Listen. Don't get the man of God that won't make you won't get feel good. Get somebody that's gonna challenge you. Get somebody gonna challenge you. Because when I do marriage counseling, I literally make you second guess if you want to get married or not. I do it on purpose.
Oh yeah,
I do it on purpose. My counseling sessions is my wife and my counseling sessions. When we do them, they be looking at us like, how long y'all been married? And when we look at them, oh, we only been married for 3 years, but we both have been through some bad relationships. So this is the reason why we do what we do.
Oh, amen.
Because we want you to see. We want you to see. See, let me tell y'all something. Don't ask nobody that ain't never been through no storm about no marriage.
No.
Stop asking your single friends. Stop asking your single friends about marriage. Let me help you real good. Stop asking your bitter married friends about relationships and marriage.
Jesus.
And let me do you another favor. Let me give you another good one real quick. Stop asking people that's happy all the time about marriage.
Yeah.
Ask somebody that has been through the storm in a marriage, that had some experiences and know what hell in a marriage look like and know how to overcome the thing that marriage look like. Do that. Yeah. Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor.
You know what the crazy thing about it is because you need to understand that in marriage, baby, you know, well, I don't want to go through this. I don't want to go there. I don't want to. Baby, tell you something. It's called test and trial. And the reason why it's called test and trial is because God is going to test you on the very thing that you have a problem with, so it won't be a problem for you no more.
That's it.
You're going to go
through
that.
That's it.
God is going
to
say, okay, and the reason why God is in this situation in the beginning is because you're the one that said the covenant before God. You could have went to the courthouse.
But you're the one that went before God and made this covenant. So now that God is in it, God is a tester of your faith.
Right.
You're going to go through them tests. Right. I don't care what you got to do. Even in singlehood, you're going to go through them tests. God's going to make your faith.
Sir.
God's going to allow the enemy to rouse your flesh up so you can go through another test. You cannot escape the test part of the situation.
What good is a marriage without a test, without being tested? Come on, sir.
Me. I would rather go through a test with somebody that loved me than by myself. You know how bad, that was hell trying to fight off my flesh while I was single. Yes, I was successful, but man, look.
Right.
I'm a man.
Right. At the end of the day, the manhood will rise, sir. Come on.
Yeah, he will. That's the worst part about being single. Yes, we can do everything by our doggone self, but boy, I'm telling you, to fight our flesh.
Yeah. Yeah. Become subject.
Anything else?
Sure.
Man, look, I'm not, no. So, ma'am, you have to understand that tests and trials will come, but they're not coming to hurt you. They're just coming to make you strong. And that man of God, if you put forth your best effort, like I said, and he put forth his best effort, I can guarantee y'all going to be all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, but woman of God, we are not nothing without the other.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Come on here, Pastor. You see, that's why these conversations, I like these conversations.
When me and this brother get together, it's all popping. I'm telling you, we real, and we're straight to the point. That's just the way we do. But watch this here, guys. Listen.
Come on.
We're going to pray for the man of God. We're going to pray for the man of God. I'm going to say this. It's going to be our last point, and we're going to go get on and pray. Brothers, sisters, men and women of God, listen to me very carefully. Marriage is a two-way street. Any relationship is a two-way street. It used to be a song back in the day. Love is a two-way street. Y'all remember that song? I may not have got the rhythm right, but y'all know the song. Love is a two-way street. And marriage is not perfect. Marriage is not perfect. Marriage is two imperfect people coming together to make a whole piece. There's parts of the woman that the man needs, and there's parts of the man that the woman needs. We need those parts. Now, be careful of connecting with the wrong parts, people of God. That was free. Be careful. Because we can connect out of lust, and the list goes on. I could go on with the list, but the main one, the one on the top of the list, is lust. We go because it's the flesh thing. We got to be careful, people of God. It's not about the flesh. It's about us doing what needs to be done as the people of God to move forward in who God is to us. Grace and peace and blessings to your day is what we pray. So let's pray for the man of God. Thank you, Father God, for our dear brother, for the strength of him right now. God, thank you for the word that he poured out and to share and just gave unto the people. Father, we pray today, God, that you would touch his life, touch his heart, touch his mind, touch him for the word that he shared on today. God, we bind up every backlash, every spirit that the enemy will try to use to come against the man of God. We speak death to the enemy's hand right now. We speak death to the enemy's plot right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray that you will cover, keep, and protect him. It's our eternal prayer over his life, God. You be the strength, Lord, that he needs to stand in and for what you have placed inside of him. Let him know that all things are working together for your good, for his good. God, we pray that right now, everything that he touched, God, prospers. God, we pray for his finances, his family, his children. God, we pray that you will cover, keep, and protect them, Lord God. God, we thank you right now, God, everything that is connected to Minister Lester Reed, and it shall prosper, and it shall not be otherwise. In Jesus' mighty and rich and infallible name do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, we're going to do this too while we're in this vein. Father God, we pray for those, God, that are under the sound of our voice right now. God, we pray, God, that you would touch them. God, those that are seeking, God, a better relationship with you. Maybe, God, there was someone that was on today, and they needed to give their life to Christ. Father, in the word that was shared today, the reason why their relationship is not going the way they needed to go is because they're unequally yoked. But God, we pray right now, God, that you would save those that need to be saved on today. Touch them, God, and give them strength. God, and pray that you are covering peace and power, God, beyond their life right now. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus. God, we speak Romans 10:9 over their life, God, that says that if they confess with their heart and believe, if they confess with their mouth, believe in their hearts, and that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, that they will be saved. So, Father, we pray right now, God, that you would give them the strength to stand and confess that you are Lord and Savior in their life and over their life right now. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Now, we have three keys we want to share with you. One, get you a really good Bible. Two, get into your good church home. Right now, we are the pastors of the Abba House International. We want to invite you to come and be a part of it. Minister Lester is a part of 3G Ministry. He's going to give you that. But we want you to come and visit. We're in the Houston, Texas area. That's 3029 Wayne Street. That's in Houston, Texas, off of Collinsworth and Wayne. We have service at 3:00. Y'all come on by and have service with us. We are just excited about what God is doing. He is literally growing ministry. He is literally growing ministry. Had a fantastic time this past Sunday and the Sunday before that. God really came in and wrecked the house. So we want you guys to come. The second thing is make sure that man or that woman of God that you are connected with has, watch this here, a relationship with God for real. Y'all make sure, because watch this here, you'll be able to tell it over the pulpit what type of lifestyle they live. Amen? So know that the God that is in them, come here, let me help you, that the God in them is real. You can see it. It's evident. It's real. It's a real thing. It ain't no joke.
Amen.
So that with that being said, y'all remember, just come on by and be a part. Get into somebody's church. Don't just be out here. Don't be out here uncovered, because in this season, you need to be covered. Amen? Also,
amen.
Those of you all who would like to share today, you could share by giving on our Cash App, our Zelle, or our PayPal. That Cash App is $WGC2020. Our PayPal is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Or you can give on Zelle, which is 832-816-7933. That money that you, that gift of sowing that you give helps to further the kingdom, help us to continue to reach those that are under the sound of our voice and those other countries. You help us help others. So please make sure that you make your gifts payable, sowable to those ways of sowing and sharing with us on this morning. So God bless you. God keep you. Minister Reed, go ahead and let the people know how they can get in contact with your man and let them know where you are.
I'm in Houston, Texas. You can reach me. All you have to do is look up Lester Reed on Facebook, and you can friend request me. I receive friend requests every other day. And right now, that's my only social media outlet. If you ever come through the Houston, Texas area, I am at 8431 Brandon Street. That is Giving God Glory Ministries in Houston, Texas. And that's about it right there.
Amen. 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 Listen, Amen. We thank God for you, man. We thank God for you, Doc. And as always,
thank
man,
God for
it
you.
Is an honor. It's an honor, man, for you to be a part of what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel, man. We brothers for real, y'all. We talk. We don't just talk to everyone. We try to talk just about every other day, at least every other day. We try to keep contact with each other. Yeah, we try. We work in preachers. We work in preachers. We don't listen.
Okay.
We work in preachers. We work for a living. We work for a living. So
because look, take care of that house, but. The one thing I do want to let you know and this is serious to me. Knowing you and getting into the gospel like I have been since we met, is helping me to grow up in the spirit, man. I ain't lying. I am doing things now that if you would have told me I was doing this some years back,
yeah,
I would have called you a lie to your face.
Yeah.
You're helping me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're helping me, brother.
Yeah. Don't do this to me, Reed. It's early in the morning, Doc. Don't you have me up here. You know, ain't no but a big old crybaby, Doc. But,
yeah, man.
And I tell people all the time, man, I say my assignment is to men that we are restored. Because there's a lot of broken men, Doc. It's a lot of broken men. It's a lot of broken men. It's a lot of broken men. And we need to get to them before they check out. Because some of them on the verge of checking out, Doc. I'm just gonna be honest with you.
Yeah.
Some of them on the verge of it's unreal. But on the verge of just saying, you know what? And y'all excuse my common vernacular, they about ready to say the hell with it. They about ready to say that. So because they don't care about marriage, they don't care about relationship, they don't care about being in God. They don't care. They don't care nothing about all of that. They just ready to check out. It's just their mindset. So if I don't reach but a handful of them, if I don't reach but one, I know I've done my job.
Yeah.
And I thank God for you, man. We're gonna talk some more because there's some things that I wanna get with you to do, man. Because there's some places that we need to go. There's some things that we need to go and do as brothers and as men, and get some things going. But listen, guys, we thank you so much for listening in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to close the show out. We love you. We appreciate you. And we look forward to you guys joining us again on our next broadcast, which is going to be on Thursday, where my lovely wife, the pastor, the apostle-elect of the Abba House International, Pastor Kashina Douglas, will be doing her show. So you guys listen in and tune in for the Women's Day Thursday broadcast. And y'all, I promise y'all, it's gonna bless your life. It's gonna bless your life. God bless y'all, man, and we'll talk to y'all real soon. Bye bye.
Yes, sir. Bye bye.